Okay, 6 o'clock again. Today's learning is sponsored. I have to find the paper. I think it's Gila Rivka Rachel, Lutecha Nishmas, I remember. Gila Rivka Rachel, Basra Bichil Simcha LaHashalom, on her second yard site, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Moshe Bray. Mishnah, Tadi Dalal Amar Aleph. Somebody whose wife went away. They came and they told him his wife died. It could be two Adam, makes no difference. But not says he married her sister. Right? So Reuben's married to Rachel. Adam came and told Reuben that unfortunately his wife died, so he married Leah. And then Rachel shows up. So now Rachel's marriage, Leah's marriage was totally invalid. The Chi of Karis, the Kedushin is not typhus. Our question is, can Reuben stay married to Rachel? The answer is, Mutaris Vaxalai. She's allowed to go back because the fact that he was Mizana with her sister does not usher her. See, in the case of Eishes Ish, she's Mizana, she becomes usher. So therefore, if she relies on an Enachon, or even according to one Mandi Amar and two Adam, the fact is she was Mizana under her husband. Her investigation wasn't enough. So we blame her and we don't let her go back to her first husband, the Knas Rabbanon, to make sure she does an investigation. Here, there's Machlokes by two Adam, right? We had one, the Mishnah said by two Adam she can go back, but then the Gemara says Zutivi Rib Shimon, but the Chacham says she can't go back. Fine. But here, even if he would have been Mizana, amazing. I'm sorry?
It was an
and then the Gemara slugged it up and said, we don't say Mahavi Leila Mevet at the end of the day. Here, even if a guy who's married to Rachel would go be Mizana b'mezid with Leah, Rachel is here and he goes and he's Mizana with her sister. Rachel does not become Usher. She's married to Reuben. No, she didn't do anything wrong. Reuben, her husband, lived with her sister. Nothing to do with her. So why in the world shouldn't she be able to go back to Reuben? Even if, forget about the fact she left town. She would be sitting here in and he goes with his Mizana with her sister. Doesn't ban her from him.
She's
not a wife. She's not a, she, he was never married to Leah. He can't be married to Leah. Impossible. Makes no difference.
The two Adam did not make that second marriage.
It's impossible because Rachel showed up. Again, why is this worse than if Rachel's right here and he's Mizana with Leah?
Chayv
Koris either way.
Even if there's two Adam.
No, so then it's a shaygig. Reality doesn't change. Rashi, Muteris Lamzulay, the Kedusha Shnei Einin Klum, Vayin Kiznus. Rambam B'Gemara, Oysa Shchivasa Yisrasa. Only a woman herself, when she's Mizana, she becomes bad to her husband. Vayin Shchivasa Chaysa Yisrasa. If a woman's sister is Mizana with her husband, it doesn't answer the woman. Again, she didn't do anything wrong. Let me try to put this. I just want to put it in perspective. Reuben's married to Rachel. And then Reuben goes and has an extramarital affair with another woman. Does it affect his relationship to Rachel? No. Rachel has an extramarital affair. Yes. So, right away, a woman only becomes usher if she does something wrong. If she didn't do anything wrong, why are you punishing her? For what? Because her husband did something wrong? So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. That a woman is only us if she lives with a man, not if her sister lives with a man. It has nothing to do with her.
What's the passage
of your sister? B'mezid, b'shaygig, b'mezid, karis, b'shaygig, a carbon. Same the punishment for him. Two Adam told him his wife was dead. He went and married her sister.
Okay.
He's a shaygig. Now his wife comes back. So he made a mistake. He relied on Adam. He's a good man, but he relied on Adam. He's a shaykh. He brings the carbon.
I'm saying
one witness, Pashtus, before we get to the Amid Beis, Why should a woman be believed here? Not iguna. Why should one witness be believed? We only believe a witness because a woman has to get remarried. We don't believe a witness to say to a husband his wife died. He can get remarried even if his wife is alive.
Is there any men supposed to be married to sister?
Not that I know of. It's not unusual, by the way. This happens.
He has no reason to check it out, right? Right.
Two Adam came in.
It has to keep these two in, right?
Again, Pashtas, yes. Yes.
Did you just answer that yes, I'm supposed to conduct an inquiry?
No.
Yes. She could be there, and he could presumably, in this case, take a second wife. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
He can't take a sister.
Can't take a sister. But two Adam told him his sister, the wife died. There's no there's no punishment here.
Was there an obligation upon her in the previous sections if there were two Adam?
That was a machloka. Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah said no. And our Mishnah said that she can go back to her first husband.
No, I'm asking whether there's just a duty incumbent upon her to do an investigation.
That's a machloka's tanoi. Rabbi Shimon said no. The Chachamim said yes. And the Gemara asked, what did you want her to do? She relied on the best evidence. And the Gemara came out saying she should have done an investigation nonetheless. That's a machlokes. Zog the Mishnah Vayter. Umutar b'kray v'shniya. And he's allowed to marry his niece. Meaning, he's married to Rachel. Rachel left town. They told him Rachel died. He married Leah. Rachel came back. He's not married to Leah. He can marry Leah's daughter. There's nothing wrong. He's not marrying a woman and her daughter. He's marrying an aunt and her niece, which is mutter. Ushniya muteres v'kreibav. And Leah can marry his brother. She was never married to this man. Therefore, she's allowed to marry his brother. It's not his brother's wife. Reuven was married to Rachel. Rachel left town. They told Reuven Rachel died. He married Leah. Rachel showed up. His sister. Rachel showed up. He's not married to Leah. So Leah wants to marry Reuven's brother. It's not Hesach. He was never married to Leah. Rachel showed up. Reuven wants to marry Leah's daughter.
Take her, even with his wife.
Yeah, you're allowed to marry a woman on her knees. Again, Reuven is here, married to Rachel. Brother's wife. Not a brother's wife. He was never, it's very simple, he was never married to Leah. Let me step back for a second. Reuven had an out-of-wedlock relationship with Leah. That does not ban Leah from marrying Reuven's brother. Nor does it ban Reuven from marrying Leah's daughter. They were Mizana. They're bad people if they didn't amaze it. But it doesn't ban any relative. They're not married. All marital Isurim aren't Chal. They're not married. No. Mashi Mutter Bekramis Ashnia Lisabita, the Kaimalon, Naisimalan Nusav Amavuta. You're allowed to marry a relative of the woman you either forced to have snus or seduced to have snus. The Mesa Rishayna, back to the Mishnah, Mutter Mishnia. What happens if Rachel subsequently dies? So now he wants to marry Leah. Again, Rachel went out of town, they told him Rachel died, he married Leah. Rachel came back, he wasn't married to Leah, Rachel died. He can marry Leah. There's nothing wrong with him marrying Leah. Even though he had a relationship with her previously that ended up being wrong, but that doesn't make a difference. I don't know. Amrulai, they said to him, Mesa Ishtai. They told him his wife died. They told Reuven, your wife Rachel died. V'nasa tachaisa, he married Leah. V'yachet kachar muloi, then Adam came in and told him, kayem esayso mesa. By the way, when you married Leah, Rachel was alive. However, now she's dead. Savad risha mamzer v'akarene mamzer. The children born from Leah, when Rachel was still alive, are mamzerim. Now, they're not mamzerim, because now Rachel is dead. Period. Now, the next line of Rabbi Yossi is not going to make much sense to us, and Rashi will not explain it, it'll say the Gemara and Mepharish, so we will leave it for the Gemara as well. Rabbi Yossi, I make kosha paisla de acherim, paisla de atzmai. Anybody that makes somebody puzzle for others, makes it puzzle for himself. Kosha ain't paisla de acherim, ain't a paisla de atzmai. We have no idea what he's talking about, we'll let the Gemara do the job. Rashi, Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara Mepharish law. And it won't be right away, it'll be on Sadi Hayam and base. Dr. Gemara Baiter. Now the Gemara is going back to case number one in the Mishnah. Reuven's married to Rachel. Rachel left town. They came and they told Reuven that Rachel was dead. He married Leah. What happened in the following story? What happened if Reuven was married to Rachel and Leah was married to a different man? We'll call him Avram. Forget it.
God.
Okay, God. Make him happy. We'll pick God.
No, it's very bad. I don't want to be Mavaz there and cheer.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Leah
was married to God. Rachel and God went on a trip, not necessarily together. Reuven was married to Rachel. Her sister Leah was married to God. Rachel went on a trip, and God went on a trip. And they came and testified that Rachel and God both died. Reuven's wife and Reuven's brother-in-law, because it's his wife's sister's husband. Rachel and Leah's sisters, one married Reuven and one married God. Well, not brothers. Reuven, Rachel, and God went on a trip, together or separate, not Magnaftimina. They came and they testified, you should know, your wife Rachel and your brother-in-law God died. So now, Reuven married Leah. In walks Rachel and God, both alive. Talk to Gemara. The Avagaf, the Azu Itzav Ishta the Gisa Lemdinas Hayam, even though his wife and his wife's sister's husband both went away, right, and they both show up. The Hani Hani Nesuim the Kamitzri Ashes Gisa Yagisa. This marriage that he married Leah bans Leah from going back to God. She's an Ashes Ish that relied on an Eid Echad to get married. I didn't say anything yet. This is where Rashi says Eid Echad. That's why I'm saying Eid Echad. It's problematic. But let me just explain it like Rashi. One Eid came in and told Reuven, your wife Rachel died. And he told God, he told Leah, your husband God died. Reuven married Leah. In walk God and Rachel. They both walk in. Poor Leah cannot go back to God. She relied on Eid Echad. Her investigation obviously was not good enough. She married somebody else. Doesn't make a difference who she married. She can't go back to her husband. That's our Mishnah. That said, if a woman gets married by an Eid Echad and her husband shows up, poor lady, she can't go back.
Why do you say it doesn't matter who she married? Isn't her penalty greater if she married?
We're not interested in penalty. We're talking about whether she can go back or not. For that, it makes no difference. It happens to be here she married her sister's husband. Right. It doesn't make a difference whether who she married as far as going back is concerned. She can't go back. That means this marriage that Reuven had with Leah, this non-marriage, banned Leah from going back to her husband. Right? Still, because again, let's get this case straight. Leah is an Eishes Ish. She married somebody else based on an Eid Echad. And based on an Eid Echad, the rule is if her husband shows up, she's finished. Rachel also showed up, can go back to her husband. So here are two sisters. One was told her husband died. Husbands were told that she died. They both show up. One can go back to marriage, and one's marriage is ruined. The Gemara is pointing out. Same case. Both were permitted to get married by an Eid Echad. They both took advantage of it. In walked both parties who supposedly died. Reuben can stay married to Rachel, even though he had an affair. Well, we'll see. Let's finish in a second. His wife and his wife's sister's husband went to a different country. The Hani Hani Nisuin, this marriage accomplished the commitment Gisa Gisai, that Leah cannot go back to God. The Mishnah is telling us, at least the way we understand the Mishnah, Leah will be banned from her husband, and Rachel can go back to her husband. We don't say, listen, you just messed up Leah. You should be messed up from your wife. We don't say that, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, and this Rashi is a very difficult Rashi.
It has to be that it's the same age?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But Rashi says it is, and that's the problem. Dr. Rashi v'gisai, Baal achos ishtai. Ubo eid echad v'amaloi, meisa ishtucha. Uluzu amar, meis bailech. He told Reuben, your wife died, and he told Leah, your husband died. V'yamad v'nisa v'achkach bo ishta v'gisai. And he married her, and now they both showed up. Now, the Rishonim ask Rashi, since when is an Eid Echad believed to tell a man that his wife died? We believe an Eid Echad to tell a woman her husband died because of Iguna. Why do we believe Eid Echad to tell a man that his wife died? So the Masha asked this Kasha. Some Rishonim say different chapter tomorrow because of that. Masha answers one of two. Either Reuben made a mistake and relied on the Eid Echad, which he shouldn't have. You're right. What should have happened is Reuben should have never married Leah based on the Eid Echad. But he thought, listen, the Eid Echad came in and told me I can get him. He made a mistake.
That's right.
Shaking. He didn't know the halacha. Not knowing halacha is a shaking. You better hope so. We do many things that we don't know the halacha. We consider ourselves shaking. Second Teretz in Masha says is an interesting understanding. If the aide came to tell Leah her husband died, he's believed to say Rachel died because that's in Leah's interest, because it's easier for her to get married to Reuven to find another husband. So that's included in Iguna. Usually, when an aide comes and tells a husband your wife died, we don't believe him. But here the aide came to tell Leah that her husband died and you're allowed to get married. To make it easier on Leah, he also told her, by the way, your sister died, which allows you to get married to your sister's husband. So the point of the aid was to allow Leah to get remarried to her brother-in-law. It'll make the Iguna problem less, because here is the lady who's allowed to get remarried, but he has a shidduch for her. He not only allowed her to get remarried, but he found her a good shidduch. So there, the Eid Echad would be believed to say that Rachel died. It goes into Iguna. When an Eid Echad comes and tells her husband his wife died, it's not an Iguna. He couldn't get married anyway. But here, the Eid Echad was doing it for Leah's benefit. He was telling Leah, by the way, your husband died and your sister died. By telling her sister died, he would make her shidduch easier. It's easier to find the shidduch when your brother was available. So it goes into the heter rigura. Again, the Rishayim are bothered by this Rashi. Since when do we believe in Ein Echad to tell a husband that his wife died? You say anything, but Rashi didn't say it. There are other pshatim to Gemara, but Rashi didn't say it. So in Rashi,
I'm just wondering how we got to one.
Rashi said that. That's how we got there. Rishayim, I say them. Why? Can be too late. No, but that doesn't seem to bother Rashi. Didn't say anything. All it said is, Rashi, again, without Rashi, I would have said two Adam. That's why when I learned the Mishnah, I said two Adam. And Harvey asked me,
why?
And I said, wait till Rashi. This is the Rashi I meant. Rashi says it's one aid, which is problematic. Because Rashi is allowing a man to marry his wife's sister based on one aid. So either the man made a mistake, that's the first tarot to the Mashah, and the second tarot to the Mashah is that in this case, that the main focus was to be matur, a woman to get married, it made it easier by telling her she can marry her brother-in-law, it goes into Iguna, which is a very big Kiddush, but that's what the Mashah says.
So the outcome is the same whether it's 1-8 or 2-8?
The outcome is the same whether 1-8 or 2-8, I'm correct. Except not, because with 2-8, this, the Mishnah said before she can go back to her husband. Here the Gemara says Leah can't go back to her husband.
Because with
two Adam, he's dead. The husband. No, with two Adam, the Mishnah said that she's allowed to go back. We don't punish her. Again, she's b'shaykish.
The
shogeg
allows the difference. The difference with shogeg. When someone does something
about shogeg,
then they're allowed to go back to her husband.
Unless it's a
knas. In other words, because. The Ein Echad makes her do her due diligence, but two Adam don't make her do her due diligence.
That's the Machloikis of Shimon and the Rabbana. Our Mishnah said before that she can go back without doing due diligence. The Chachamim argued. So either you learn this case as two Adam like the Chachamim. Rashi wanted to learn it's going with the last Mishnah, which was Rav Shimon, so therefore he said one Aid. No, not a question of going. The question of the Mishnah was the Mishnah didn't bring the opinion of the Chachamim. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Leima Masnisin de Loi Rebbe Kiva. This is not like Rebbe Kiva. The Rebbe Kiva, Havale Achais Gerushasai. We're going to see in a moment that Rebbe Kiva would not allow Rachel to go back to her husband. Because, according to Rebbe Kiva, Rachel is the sister of Reuven's Grusha, which makes no sense. We'll see in a minute what that means. The Tanya. Kol ha'raya shebetayra. Ein tzricha semenu get. If a man lives with any erev in the Tyra, even he thinks he married her, for whatever reason he thought he legally married her, and it ended up that it was an erev, does not require a get. Reuven thought his brother died. He went and did Jibum, right? He doesn't have to divorce her. I shouldn't say that. That's might be a different case. Let's take a sister-in-law. That would be a good case. An aunt. Reuven, aunt is always us. Let me think of a good case. Two Adam came in and said to a man, right? Said to a man, two Adam came in and told a woman that her husband died, like our Mishnah before. She married somebody else and her husband shows up. She doesn't need a get. According to Shimon, she doesn't need a get. The way our Mishnah said, she doesn't need a get. Even though she went through a marriage, the marriage was invalid. There's no need for a get. Chutz. When a woman gets married by one witness, we make the second husband give a get. That's part of the punishment. We require the second husband to give her a get, and she cannot go back to her first husband. That's the only case that an invalid marriage requires a divorce. All invalid marriages aren't necessary to divorce. Somebody lives with his sister. He marries his sister. He doesn't have to divorce her. She's never married. The only time an invalid marriage requires a divorce, this Bryce is saying, is if a woman got married by one witness and then her husband comes back. She was married invalidly to the second husband. Still we require a get. That was part of the package that we gave this woman. Rabbi Akiva Maisiv Af Eishes Ach V'Achais Isha. Rabbi Akiva added, if a guy marries his brother's wife, right, thinking that his brother died, or he marries his wife's sister thinking that his wife died, and then they come back, also has to give a get. And Rashi says he doesn't know why. But that's what Rabbi Akiva said. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kivan the Amar Rabbi Akiva boy get, the Mele Yitzra'le, the Avile Achayis Gushasai. Let's set up this case. Reuven was told Rachel died. He went and married Leah. Rachel comes back. According to Akiva, he has to give a get to Leah. Once he gives a get to Leah, Rachel is the sister of his divorcee. Now, it's only a rabbinic get, but the bottom line is he gave a get to Leah. So Rachel becomes the sister of his divorcee. You can't marry a sister of the divorcee, so he can't go back to Rachel. So our Mishnah, which allows him to go back to his wife, is not like Rabbi Akiva. But according to Rabbi Akiva, if a guy marries his brother's wife, I'm sorry, his wife's sister, and then his wife shows up, he has to give her a get. Even though it was an invalid marriage. Rabbi Akiva said, there are two more invalid marriages that we require a get. A brother's wife and a wife's sister. Once it's a required get, all the same restrictions, rabbinically. Correct. So, whatever the purpose was, it made her a divorcee. Again, whatever the purpose was, Rashi's not sure why, because everybody should know that this was an invalid marriage. Unlike Eishes Ish, that people think he might have divorced her. Here, even if he divorced his wife, he can't marry her sister. What are you afraid of? People are going to say what? He divorced his wife and married her sister? He can't. Everybody knows when a woman's alive, you can't marry her sister.
She would have to die.
Therefore, Rashi says, I don't know Pshat Rabbi Akiva. But whatever reason Rabbi is, which we don't know, Rabbi Akiva said it.
That's what the Gemara
is saying. Vayim Masis is like Rabbi Akiva. Let us say that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. That's what the Gemara wants to say. That our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva would not allow Leah to go back to Rachel to go back to her husband.
If he doesn't want to give her a get, that's
he's obligated to. I don't know. You can speculate according to Akiva. Again, you're speculating according to Akiva. I don't know.
Rabbi Margaretin?
Yes.
Just a good question. In the Rashi in the Mishnah where it says it was Nus, would that make her usher to a Kohen?
Yes. She becomes a Zayda.
Thank you.
Every woman that has an illicit relationship becomes a Zayda. Even an Anusa becomes a Zayda, can't marry a Kayan. This is a side issue, nothing to do with our Gemara. Zakrashi, Maima Masnitin, the Tani Mutaris Lagzaloi. Our Mishnah, which says, Mutaris Lagzaloi, the Lord Kirby Kiva. The Yerba Kiva, Kiva the boy Hakitamine, Havala Ishta Chais Gushasai. Chutzmi the HSS, and this is Abibaz. Shum Zerah Shem Yem Girizek, the Loba Perkin. Even if Reuven married Rachel and then the Shama Shemes, The Yibbar, this is talking about when a guy married his brother's wife. The time of Leah Dinan. The Christ, I don't know the reason. Nobody's going to say this guy divorced her, the other guy married her. You can't marry a brother's wife even if he divorces his wife. Or you can't marry a wife's sister. But if you look at the story of Akiva, the story of Akiva says you need a get, I don't know why. Before I move on, I want to point out a difficulty in what Rashi's pshat in the Gemara is. I'm not going to say any other pshat, but I'll point it out. The Gemara started off that our Mishnah is going even if his wife and brother-in-law went. Then the Gemara said, Leim ma'asnisin d'loin k'r b'kiva, which has nothing to do with the case of wife and brother-in-law. Our Mishnah is not like a Bekiva. Leim ma'asnisin d'loin k'r b'kiva could have been said right away. Like the sequence of the Gemara. First the Gemara tells you, even if the wife and brother-in-law went, end of story. New story. Our Mishnah is not like a Bekiva. When you read the Gemara, it seems, because we're saying it has to do with the wife and brother-in-law, therefore the Mishnah is not like a Bekiva. Really, it's not true. The Mishnah is not like a Bekiva whether the brother-in-law is involved or not. Reuben's wife left. He was told his wife died. He married her sister. Rabbi Kiva would say she needs a get. Nothing to do with his wife and brother-in-law going. When you read the Gemara seems to be leading into Leima Masnissim. The case of the Mishnah is even when there was a brother-in-law, therefore the Mishnah is not like a Bekiva. Not true. The Mishnah is not like a Bekiva, forget about brother-in-law. The Mishnah is not like a Bekiva even without a brother-in-law. So Rashi learns, it's a statement, end of story, period. First thing Gemara just told you a statement of fact. It didn't lead into the next line. The next line is a new thing. By the way, our Mishnah is not like a Bekiva. Do you think I say problematic? Have I called you look perturbed?
I don't know. Why would I
I just said you look perturbed. I can't help it. You look perturbed.
In this case, how is the trust on the Bekiva possible? Because he divorced because it's required.
Correct.
So when his wife died, he can't marry her. Can he go back to this?
Again, tell me the story.
Over here, his wife came back. He was married to his sister-in-law. So he gave her a get because it was required by the Rabbanan. He couldn't go back to his original wife, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then his wife died.
He can marry Leah, why not? He's marrying his grusha, he can marry his divorcee.
And does he have to do kedushin with her?
Yeah, he never had kedushin.
Right,
he never had kedushin, really.
Right. Okay, but he can't marry her.
There's no reason not, unless he got married to somebody in between. It would be Magda Grushasa.
But the reason that she became a zona in a manner of speaking, but she can't...
Again, it's nothing to do with this Gemara, whether she's a Zayin or not. Yes, any woman that has a relationship, even B'Shegig, with a Chai B'Krisis or even Chai B'Lavin, except for Nida, cannot marry a Kayyid.
But this woman who became sort of a Zona...
What sort of?
What's she not?
Why not? She lived with her brother-in-law. Illegally. B'Shegig. Forget about Grusha. No, she can't marry a Kayim because she had a relationship with her brother-in-law. Even if he doesn't divorce her. Yes. She lived with her brother-in-law.
And because he made her into a Kizona, he can marry her.
Why not? Why not? He's Yisroel. He's allowed to marry his son.
Two Anim never made her his own, right? Is that true?
Why not?
If two Anim said that he died,
Why not?
It
doesn't make a difference. See, let's go back. Let's rewind the tape from many months ago. When I said Zayna is not a reflection of morals and ethics. Zayna is a physical reality. Any woman that had an illicit relationship cannot marry a kayak. Except for Nida. A woman lives with a guy. She was forced to. The guy raped her. She can never marry a guy. A woman lives with her brother, the Ines. He was an honor. She can never marry a guy. Zayna is not a reflection of morals and ethics. Zayna is a reality of a woman who had an illicit relationship. We, in our minds, think Zayna is a bad lady. She's not a bad lady.
My case seems a little bit
more... Why? What difference does it make if she's in Anusa or she thought it was legal?
280, we can't do better than that. That's what
I'm asking. We can't do better than that. It ended up being illegal.
Obviously, the physical reality.
Physical reality. Correct. Correct. 100%.
Not his wife and usher gets the kids again too.
Absolutely, biblically. Which if he does, he can't marry Leah afterwards.
Why?
Because it's a high school shasta. Santi Gemara. You misunderstood Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva never meant to say what you thought he said. Rabbi Akiva is only talking about in a certain case. That which Rabbi Akiva says, that Reuben is told that his brother died and he marries his wife and then his brother comes back, he has to give her a divorce, is only talking in the following case. Reuben's brother never married this woman, Nisuan. He only did Kedushin. Okay, so let's say, Reuben and Shimon. Shimon made Kedushin to Rachel, and then Shimon went on a trip. Never consummated the marriage, with only Kedushin. Shimon went on a trip. Reuben gets news that his brother died. Let's say two ate him. His brother died. He went. He married his wife, Yibum. Then his brother comes back. Now people will say that Shimon's marriage was on a condition. They won't say that Reuven married Shimon's wife because Shimon died. They'll say, oh, Shimon was never really married to her because people make kedushin on conditions. We don't. But in those days, people made conditional kedushins. And in a conditional kedushin, it's possible the condition was never met. She can marry his brother. When Reuven marries this woman, people will say, oh, Shimon's marriage wasn't a real marriage because they only had kedushin. He might have made it on condition. Reuven was aware that the kedushin was not met. The condition was not met. So he married Shimon's wife. Therefore, we require a get. But if Shimon would have consummated the marriage with his wife, then even Rabbi Akiva agrees there's no reason for a get. So the same thing is true. If Reuven made kedushin in Rachel, and Rachel left town, and Reuven was told that Rachel died and he married Leah, we require a get because people might say, it's not because of Rachel died that he married Leah. It's because he had a kedushin with a condition. The condition was never met. So he married her sister. Therefore, in order to avoid people saying that, Rabbi Akiva says, when Rachel comes back, we make Leah get a get. Because people will think that the marriage is valid. They'll think that the kedushin was made on a t'nai. Whereas if Rachel actually had nisuin with Rachel, Reuben had nisuin with Rachel, nobody makes nisuin on condition. You don't live with a woman on condition. Therefore, nobody's going to think there was a condition. They'll understand that it was a mistake. They thought Rachel was dead, and she was. So our Mishnah is talking about Reuven was married to Rachel. Therefore, when Rachel comes back, he can go back to Rachel. He doesn't have to give Leah a get. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree you don't have to give Leah a get. Because nobody thinks it's a valid marriage. It's only when there was only Kedushin, when there's an option in people's minds, that the marriage to Rachel was never a marriage. Because it was only Kedushin, and it was not on condition. So some people might say, oh, you know why Reuven married Leah? Not because Rachel died, because it was never a marriage. Now Rachel comes back. We can't have him go back to Rachel because it's his wife's sister. People will think that Leah was a valid marriage. Whereas if Reuven had been married to Rachel, actually consummated the relationship, then everybody understands that Reuven's marriage to Rachel was not a mistake. It was real. Therefore, they understand that Leah's marriage was not a marriage, and Rabbi Akiva would agree there's no reason for a get. Let's read it inside. Dr. Gemara, Heichidami, Hayeshis Ach Heichidami, Kigan. Shekidesh Achabas Isha. It was only Kedusha. And he heard that his brother died. The Amid Benazah Zishtani married his wife. The Amri Inchi, people might say that Reuven didn't marry his brother's wife because his brother died. He married her because it wasn't his brother's wife. The Amri Inchi Hakama Tnohavaleba Kedushin. He had a condition. The High Shaper Nathan. And therefore, Reuven's marriage was a proper marriage. Even though Shimon came back, but Reuven was married to him because Shimon's marriage wasn't valid. He only did Kedushin to Rachel, and Rachel went out of town. Amad Vanasa Sakhaise married her sister. The Amri Inchi people will say, Hach Kamaisa Tznai Havaleba Kedusha. They'll say that Rachel never was married to Reuven. Vash Hapernasa. Ellen is Suan. Meikilamebet Tznai Havaleba Nesuan. You can't do that by Nesuan. Our Mishnah is talking about Rachel had consummated, Reuven had consummated the marriage with Rachel. Therefore, when he's told Rachel died and he marries Leah and Rachel comes back, nobody will think that he was married to Leah. There's no reason for a get. If Reuven had only done Kedushin on Rachel, there might be people that think when he marries Leah that he's not marrying Leah because Rachel died. They'll think he's marrying Leah because he never was married to Rachel. They'll say that the Kedushin had a condition because it was common in those days to make Kedushin on condition. Therefore, people will say he was married to Leah, now Rachel comes back and he marries Rachel. They'll say, what's going on? Therefore, we require a get from Leah and he can't go back to Rachel. So our Mishnah is talking about was Nisuan, and Rabbi Akiva would agree. In the case of a brother's wife, he was doing evil.
Either way, he can marry her.
No, but his brother came back. Now, what are people going to say? He did Yibum by mistake?
Yeah.
No, or people will say his brother was never married to the woman.
Did they say one thing or another?
Well, people are going to say it was that Shimon was never married. That means Reuven was married.
Yeah.
So then he needs to give a get.
What do we end up doing? Giving a get or not?
Depends if it was Kedushin or Nesuin.
It makes no difference what people say.
Yes, it does. Because by Kedusha, we're acquiring a get because of what people say.
When will he make that
Yibum?
Again, it could be Yibum, it could be not Yibum. It's what people say.
He was either married to a Kedusha, or
Kedusha. Yibum. Reuven married. Shimon married a woman. Shimon left town. He only did Kedushin to a woman.
Which allows his brother to marry.
No, it does not.
Why?
You can't marry your brother's wife even if he had Kedushin.
And there's no Yibum.
There is Yibum. Let's wait and see. So we heard news that Shimon died. Reuven marries his wife, Yibum. People don't know it's Yibum. They say, oh, Reuven married Shimon's wife because Shimon was never really married to her. Because the Kedushin was made unconditional. That's what people will say. They won't say Reuven is doing Yibum. They'll say Reuven married Shimon's wife because it wasn't Shimon's wife. Yes.
Why would people not say
it? Because not everybody recognizes the Yibum. There are people that say it was only Kedushin, it probably wasn't valid.
They're wrong, right?
It doesn't make a difference if they're wrong or not.
There,
yes, because when Reuben Shimon comes back now and he wants to take this woman, are people going to say, hey, that's Reuben's wife? Or people are not going
to
say that.
Neither right, he doesn't have to give her a get.
Absolutely not.
Right, so if he takes her without giving her the get, they'll make that mistake. They hardly have two wives. Therefore, the one may make a get. They should make that mistake. That's the clue we're missing here. Neither right, he doesn't need a get. No.
Again, Reuben can't be married to Shimon's wife. But people will say it wasn't Shimon's wife. That's only when Kedushin happened. But if Shimon had had Nisuin with this woman, everybody knows she was Shimon's wife. And everybody will know Reuben's marriage was not valid, and there won't be a need for a get. Same thing is true with a sister-in-law. Reuben made Kedushin to Rachel. Rachel left town. People see Reuben marrying Leah. They're not going to say Rachel died. They're going to say he was never married to Rachel. It was the condition. Now Rachel comes back and he wants to go to Rachel. Hello? So therefore, but if Reuben had been consummated the marriage with Rachel, then everybody knows he was married to Rachel. Everybody will understand he never married Leah.
And it's an alternative of making a public statement.
No. That's Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Rabbanon disagree. But our Mishnah can be like Rabbi Kiva, because our Mishnah is talking about a marriage that was consummated. Yes?
What would seem to be a clear opinion, an addition or a disagreement by Rabbi Kiva, turns out to be a different factual situation.
Well, there's still a disagreement, because the Tanakhama wouldn't agree.
I understand.
But
the way the
Bryce
is written, it says...
This is a question you can ask, but only in the case of Kedusha.
How do we know that now we're talking about something where it was just a good time? I know this happened. This could have been asked a million times.
I'm slow.
No, you're not.
You woke him up.
How do we know Rav's opinion that this is a different situation unless Rabbi said that or something else? So, again, there's two answers to you.
In many cases, Mishnayos are written in a way that require teaching. Rabbi Nagadis did not want to write Mishnayos like an art scroll, that you should just be able to read it and know everything. He wanted there to be a Rebbe teaching his students. So he wrote in a short, concise way, leaving it to be explained by Rebbe to students. That, therefore, many times, we have an explanation of the Mishnah that we wouldn't be able to read in because of that. In this case, it seems like that it wasn't that kind of a story. It was that Rebbe Kiva didn't make any sense. And because he didn't make any sense, and Rebbe Kiva is supposed to make sense, it has to be that he must have meant this. There's no reason in the world that a sister-in-law should need a get. Doesn't make sense. Rashi pointed out when he read that, and he said, I have no idea what Rabbi Kiva meant. Or it could be that Rav had a Messiah that that's what Rabbi Kiva meant.
Well, it is an addition.
It just talk, all you're doing is adding the word Kedushin. That's all. We'll get the rich soon tomorrow.